To welcome to Community Radio Kilkenny City. I've heard him on the station here quite a number of times. It's my first time to talk to David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. And David, of course, is the founder and chairman of Astronomy Ireland. David, welcome back to our station and thank you for joining us this evening. Hello, David. Can you hear me? Hold on. David, can you hear me there? Sorry.
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
I did. I just didn't press the right button. That's totally my fault. Founder and chairman of Astronomy Ireland, David. These are the sort of things that can happen in the studio when other people leave, press the wrong buttons when they depart. David, a pleasure to talk to you. And is this a particularly busy time for Astronomy Ireland this time of the year, or is it busy all year round?
It can be busy all year round, but this is an especially busy week. Our evening classes starting tomorrow. The International Space Station blazing across the sky with 11 people on board, more than normal. And these new Starlinks that were giving rise to UFO reports last night, they'll be flying over again tonight. So it's all go.
And tell me, okay, our main purpose is to talk here about your course, which is starting tomorrow evening, Astronomy for Beginners.
Yeah.
But give us a sense of some of those items you're just after talking about that makes it so exciting at the moment, apart from your beginner's course starting tomorrow evening, which we'll talk about in a moment, as I said.
Yeah, well, Astronomy is a group for members of the public, not people who have a background in science. So we like to pick out nice, simple, but spectacular things. And the International Space Station will actually be flying over this evening. We give out free predictions for it on our social media. So I'll give our website, astronomy.ie, hopefully at the end again. And down the bottom you'll see Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, X. And that's where the predictions have been posted. And it'll fly over for the next couple of nights, the space station. And it's the only manned spacecraft you can see. And it outshines all the stars in the sky. Some people may have seen it over the last few nights. It's been on view for about 2 weeks or so. That'll be back in 2 months' time after this. And then we have these Starlink satellites, which are Internet from Space satellites. There's over 5,000 of them now, and they just launched a new batch on Monday morning.
And tell
so
you, what's the...
very bright and close together.
What's the manned satellite doing at the moment? What purpose is it, and what role is it? Is it what work is it doing at the moment, or what experiments is it conducting?
Yeah, it's like a huge laboratory in space. There are certain things you can do in space that are difficult on the ground. So any scientists that have an experiment that would benefit from weightlessness, so for instance, growing super pure crystals, which can go into computer chips or can be used to analyze new drugs that are being formulated, it still costs millions, but it could cost hundreds of millions to do it on the ground and take a lot more time. For instance, there was one drug called interferon, which when it was first discovered was thought could be the cure for cancer. Now, it turns out it can help with certain cancers, but it isn't the cure-all we hoped it would be. But small quantities of it could be produced for trials relatively quickly on the space station. And it's things like that the scientists are looking for.
What makes the space station so much better than an on-the-ground operation to develop that sort of product, which has potential huge impact on mankind?
Well, you see, in space you're weightless, whereas on the ground gravity can interfere when you're trying to separate out certain chemicals. They'll separate better in weightlessness. Certain things will anyway. Crystals will grow more purely. So, for instance, our computer chips, your smartphones are all based on silicon, but things like germanium, which is similar to silicon, but 10 times faster, if you can prove that it makes great electronics and they're much faster, lower power than silicon, then you've got the next generation of computers. And think of how much that electronics market is worth every year.
Absolutely.
It's trillions.
And who's driving
this
process?
So people are very interested in developing it that way.
What countries are supporting this project financially?
Well, Ireland is. We're a member of the European Space Agency, and it's one of the partners in the International Space Station. The big players, though, are the Americans and the Russians. They've built a lot of the modules, but there are European modules, Japanese modules, Canada's involved as well. I think it's over 20 countries now contribute. There's Irish software running up there, helping keep the inventory on the whole system. And, you know, we hope Irish people are entitled to apply to become astronauts. We hope one day one of them will be an Irish citizen. I applied along with 700 other people a few years back, and there's every few years they're looking for more astronauts. So young kids should take note. You know, there are jobs in space, and there's 3,000 jobs around Ireland, at least. I think that number is growing now, supported by Ireland's involvement in the European Space Agency.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think one of the things you just said to me there a moment ago, when you talked about America and Russia cooperating with one another, given what's happening in parts of the world here where there's a lot of conflict, I mean, are the Americans and the Russians cooperative with one another when it comes to the development of space technology and space science?
Yeah, you know, this is one of the remarkable things with how terrible American-Russian relationships have become since the war. Yet still, the Russian astronauts and the American astronauts on the International Space Station, and probably nowhere else in the universe, are still cooperating and getting on very well together. Could be an example for the people on the ground, you know, as to how we can proceed better into the future.
And what are the big discoveries still? I mean, I think I heard of it. Was it an American spaceship landed somewhere recently and it toppled over, and I think it came back to life again after a period of time. I think what the people who run science programs, run satellite programs now and that, it's amazing what they can do with the software and the technology in terms of traveling to all parts of the wide universe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Astronomy Ireland produces a magazine every month, Astronomy Ireland magazine, and it's almost a shame, a scandal, what we can't put into the magazine every month. There's that much being discovered. That spacecraft you mentioned on the moon was actually Japanese, and it's Japan became the fifth nation to ever successfully land on the moon. The Americans tried at the same time a few weeks ago, and their craft failed once it got out into space, didn't even get to the moon. The Japanese one got there, landed, unfortunately it landed upside down, but it actually had two mini rovers built into it, which managed to be deployed. They photographed it, showed it was sitting upside down. Amazing. When the final rocket motor seems to have failed. And we'll cover all that in the magazine, and that's why we have these evening classes coming up tomorrow, to try and explain the background to all this that's going on. The exploration of the moon, the Big Bang, black holes, how to use telescopes, how to find your way around the sky, all aimed at families and beginners.
Absolutely. Now, before we touch on that, I'm just going to go to that now, but when will we have the next man on the moon? Or is there a need to have another man on the moon, or is that already done?
It's just been put back by a year or so, because we have the new Artemis program. Artemis is the successor of Apollo, and it's an American-led mission, which is going to put crews of four, send crews of four to the moon. There was three on Apollo, and there are three stages that we have to get boots on the ground, as it were, on the moon. First of all, to send up Artemis 1, which would prove the rocket was big enough to take a huge manned space capsule around the moon and back. That actually happened a year ago and was successful. Artemis 2 puts a crew, live human beings, on the same ship and flies it around the moon but doesn't land. And that should go up next year. And then Artemis 3, about a year later or so, that will actually land on the moon. And NASA said, because the 12 astronauts that walked on the moon in the 60s and 70s were all white males, NASA said that they're going to put the first woman and person of color onto the moon with Artemis 3.
Fantastic.
So that will redress that balance a little bit.
Well, tomorrow evening you commence, Astronomy Ireland commences, a Astronomy for Beginners course, and the course is suitable for young and old alike. No knowledge of astronomy, science or maths is needed. So, essentially, you're aiming this at the general public, and nobody, once they have an interest at all in it, you don't have to be an expert, because this program is ideally geared for you to create interest and awareness and knowledge of what the universe has to offer.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need any knowledge of maths or science. Even kids will enjoy it. And the whole idea was to try and explain everything about what's going on in the universe. What do you know about the sun, the stars, the planets? How do they all work? How did the Big Bang create the universe? Where is it all going? And even where might we find life apart from here on the Earth? Not other than the practical side, how to use a telescope or a pair of binoculars or even just with the naked eye to find your way around the sky, learning the constellations. So over 8 Wednesdays, 2 hours each Wednesday night, we're going to show people a different aspect of the universe and bring their knowledge level up. And it's done online, so anyone in the world can do it. And also, if you miss one of the episodes, you'll be sent the link to the recording the next day, so you can actually watch it back, and you can even repeat watching it a couple of times if you want. And we have tutors who will help you if you have questions on top of what we're going to teach you over something like 16 hours. So the idea is for it to be great fun, learn a lot about our universe, and we think it's certainly the best astronomy course in Ireland. It's been running for decades. Thousands of people have taken it. And Astronomy Ireland is the world's most popular astronomy society. So if you want the world's most popular astronomy society to give you the best classes in the country, tomorrow night's the night for you. Just go to our website now. It's astronomy.ie and sign up.
Now, somebody will just quickly go through some of the course content. It starts off with introduction to the night sky. Now, I think whenever we have a clear sky and we look up at the sky, we see the myriad of stars and other. To those of us who are not much knowledge in this space, it just seems fascinating. But to experts like you and others, I mean, there is so much happening up in the galaxy at night in our universe.
Oh, there certainly is. I mean, tonight, for instance, just before 6, International Space Station, Starlink flyover. I saw them last night. Absolutely incredible. 20 satellites so close together, you needed a pair of binoculars to split them apart. So to make it out, it looked like a straight line. Very bright. International Space Station, brighter than all the stars in the sky. And there are people on board. And then high in the south for the whole night is the planet Jupiter. And we're on radio, which and astronomy is a very visual subject, so it's difficult to explain. But we can show you how to find the planet Jupiter. The planet Saturn's up there as well, a bit trickier to find, but we can show you how to do that. So you'll learn your way around the sky as well. And the constellations, for instance, this time of year we have Orion, the one with the three stars in the belt. I was looking at it last night. A lot of people would know that one. You can use it as a signpost to the other constellations, the star patterns. So, you know, we'll teach you how to find your way around. So you have a practical link to the real universe. It's not just all facts and figures or pictures from spacecraft that you won't actually see yourself. Astronomy is great as a science that the ordinary members of the public can get involved as well.
When we talk about telescopes, I mean, clearly, after this course, I can see people, you know, being fascinated to explore the galaxy and all of that. And in terms of telescopes, obviously, people need to know what they want, and they need to take guidance from Astronomy Ireland as to what's realistic and the best times of the day or night, as might be the case, to explore the universe.
Yeah, well, telescopes is one of the classes, because a lot of people want to progress to getting a telescope. Some don't. The last time we surveyed our members, and there's thousands of them all around the country, about 10% had a telescope. So 90% of even the Astronomy Ireland members don't own a telescope. About half them own binoculars. Not everybody wants to go out in the cold and freeze to death on a cold night. You know, you can just look at all the spacecraft pictures, read about the subject. We call it armchair astronomy. It's a lot warmer and nicer. And, you know, they're using billion-dollar telescopes and spacecraft to get these pictures, so the results are pretty impressive. But if you want to know about telescopes, we'll explain to you how they work, what factors you should look at when choosing one. And if you really even get stuck on that, we'll advise anybody on what's the best telescope to get for them if they contact us at any point of the year, because we want more people doing astronomy in Ireland. You know, we've way over 1,000 members, close to 2,000 members now, paid up getting the magazine every month. There's a weekly email that comes out. There are tens of thousands on our social media, which everybody should join free of charge immediately. Of course. The links are at the bottom of the website. And we want all 7 million people on the island to join Astronomy Ireland, because the people that aren't interested in astronomy yet, they're missing out. These things are flying over tonight and tomorrow night, and there'll be two big eclipses this year in April and September, two extremely bright comets. During lockdown, there was a bright comet that practically nobody saw, yet it was visible from your backyard as the brightest thing in the sky. People got the magazine, knew about it, but the rest of the country missed it. And these are crying shames that we feel we've got to fix.
Now, cosmology is about the history and fate of the universe. That's also something that will come up on the course. And I suppose it tells you a lot more about the world and the universe that we live in. And maybe if we know more about that, we might very well be more respectful of it, so that it's around in many more years to come.
Absolutely. I mean, when you realize how insignificant humans are in the universe, even if we're all snuffed out in an instant, the universe wouldn't notice. We would, but it wouldn't. And it puts things in perspective, I think. If all politicians, I think, knew how insignificant the human race, let alone their own particular country or constituency, is in the scheme of things, it's a very sobering thought that might bring a little bit more pragmatism to what they do. But, you know, trying to understand how did the whole universe form from a tiny particle smaller than an individual atom, way smaller, millions of times smaller than anything you can see, is an incredible feat of detective work. We now know that a tiny speck became the entire universe in a trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second. And we didn't make that up. There's actually evidence, and we can prove how that is what happened. And we also actually begin to understand what might happen to the universe in the future. So it's a very big place now. It was very tiny. And in the future, it's going to be absolutely crazy. And that's the kind of fascinating story that we want to explain to people. We know all this now, and we can not only explain to you what the universe is about, but how do we know that? You know, because science is not about making things up. It's about having to have evidence and facts to back up what you say.
Now, the course is starting tomorrow night, and there is a fee for it. You might tell our listeners the fee.
Yeah, the fee is €135. There are other courses you can do, and there's a very good one online. It's about €400, running in the US. We think ours is better, and certainly a lot better value for money, because we're a non-profit organization. And on top of that, then, you need to join Astronomy On to get the magazine, which is another 50 or €60, depending if you're on the concession rates for kids and OAPs, people like that. So you see it all on the website and sign up. You know, over the 16 hours of courses, you'll learn everything you want to know about the universe, but we're afraid to ask.
Okay, well, look, listeners, log on to Astronomy Ireland. All the details are there. You should log on as quickly as possible, because that course starts tomorrow evening, and it will be over Zoom, the Zoom platform, starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, thank you for joining us, David. I wish you and everybody in Astronomy Ireland well with this course. It's a fascinating subject that clearly, from what you're telling me, the interest is growing day by day and year by year. So well done to you for educating so many of us about the universe and all the fascinating tales and stories about the galaxy that's out there. Thanks for joining us, David.
My pleasure, and astronomy.ie, your one-stop astronomy spot.
Thank you very much. Okay, that was David Moore from Astronomy Ireland joining us this evening. Don't forget that course starts tomorrow evening. So if you're interested in it, or any of your family, a fascinating subject, I suggest you want to sign up tonight. Okay, we'll take...